is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Sheely's with us. Dr. Sheely, you know, I just checked the news during the top of the hour break, and despite the government shutdown, the federal government is feverishly working on setting up more gates, more barriers to stop visitors from visiting the World War II Memorial. They've threatened them with arrest. I'm talking about wheelchair-bound veterans. They're threatening them and their chaperones with arrest. Now, reports include that these government minions, at least seven staffers, are armed with a bulldozer, and they are determined to stop us from visiting our landmark, the World War II Memorial. Now, my question is the federal government trying to incite a riot? What are these boneheads thinking?
Ah, Vincent. The operant word. You're giving them credit
boneheads?
For thinking.
Well,
that's an oxymoron when it comes to government.
You are right, Dr. Sheely. But seriously, I mean, here are men who have flown on an honor flight from the Gulf Coast to visit the memorial. And they are being prevented. And they have these, like, barricades that have the police tape, do not cross, and all that. But, you know, these veterans decided that, you know, they spent a lot of money to get there. They came in mass and to visit the memorial, probably, you know, a highlight of their lives, and they're prevented. So they just decided to move the barriers and to go visit anyway. It's not like they're spray painting graffiti on the memorial. It's not like that. These guys are just standing there, wheeling their wheelchairs, looking around with their chaperones, paying respect to their fallen brothers in arms, and remembering with each other what they did for the United States of America. And then the federal government is threatening these people with arrest. It is a national sin that our federal government is perpetrating on these heroes. It makes me angry. And
name me something that the federal government is doing that isn't an offense.
I can't think of anything. I mean, think of anything. You know,
to God,
Dr. Sheely, if you look
crooked. Criminal organization in the world. I mean, not just in this country, but all over the world. It is the mafioso at its best or worst, whichever you want to use.
Well, I called when I went to the meeting last Thursday, the Locke and Smith Foundation meeting to propose legislation. I said I was a member of one of the largest crime syndicates in the United States. As a matter of fact, I'm a voting member of one of those syndicates, and I'm a committee man for one of those syndicates. Not that I support or endorse anything that they're doing. I'm just a registered voting member so that I can see what these thugs are up to. And I introduced myself. I mean, the first few words I said was, I am a registered member of one of the largest crime syndicates in the United States. And I meant one of those two parties. And it's a disgrace. It is an absolute. They have both failed us. They are two sides of the same coin, those both syndicates. Dr. Shuler, I'm sorry, I'm absolutely furious about what they're doing to our veterans. I knew a man, he's deceased now. And one of the last things that he did in his life was go on one of those honor flights. And I used to visit this man in our little community. He was in his 80s. And I used to visit him a couple times a week, and I'd call him every day to check on him and see how he's doing. I really liked him. His name was Paul. And he went, he was a U.S. Army veteran, and he and I would talk about, you know, the war and things. And he was a very dear friend. He and I spent a lot of time together. I met him when I came to Missouri. And he would talk about the honor flight and how great it was and how wonderful his chaperone was and how the camaraderie. And I think about that. And I think about these government thugs preventing these other men from doing what Paul did, going on that honor flight to visit the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Well, again, you're giving credit to the idiots.
Yeah.
You talk about.
I don't mean to. I really don't mean to give them any credit.
Being semi-facetious, but the problem is the government is so impossible that I hope the shutdown lasts for the rest of the year.
Well, actually, we're gonna do a program about this on Friday. Sam Bushman and I were talking last night, and we're gonna talk about how great, how wonderful this government shutdown is, because we're gonna propose that in order to restore any of these jobs that have been shut down, they look at each job classification, each function, one at a time. And they say, is this absolutely necessary, yes or no? If it's not necessary, we're not bringing it back. If it's sort of necessary, we'll bring it back with the intent to shut down that job at a specific time. And we'll do it one at a time. Now, if we're going to look at these job classifications one job at a time, it'll take decades to bring them back.
I like it.
Oh, geez, so... Dr. Shuler, what would you like to talk about? I have some questions, but what would you like to share with us that is in the fore of your mind as a medical doctor, a researcher, a Native American medicine man, a surgeon, an author, a talk show host, a farmer? What would you like to share with us?
Well, I think the most significant one of the day is the whole question of antidepressant drugs. In my opinion, it's not a question of whether they are helpful, because they're not. It's a question of just how bad they are. In other words, are they not only not useful, which is true, but also dangerous, which is also true. In other words, the use of antidepressant drugs, not only statistically speaking, has no overall improvement out of depression, but it increases the risk of suicide at all ages. It increases the risk of diabetes at all ages. It increases weight gain at all ages. And they do. And they're just dangerous, period. I think they are right up there with the statin drugs. They may be even worse than statin drugs in their more immediate effects.
Wow, Dr. Shuler, antidepressant drugs causing the increase in suicides, weight gain, diabetes. I mean, those are three plagues that are upon us. I know so many people who would love to be thinner. I really do, and they can't figure it out. I know of people, and I've read about people who have attempted suicide, and so many people have diabetes. Now, Dr. Shuler, let's extrapolate for a minute to posture. Now, I remember when I was growing up, I mean, when I was very, very young, my dad would say, shoulders back, stand straight, you know. I would hear it over and over, and I do. My shoulders are back, you know, don't hunch over. Now, if you look at people today, young people specifically, they're hunched over.
Mm-hmm.
Their posture is bad. Now, they're blaming that on, they're calling that like the high technology posture, where they're looking at their iPhones, their iPads, their computer devices, and they're hunched over. But Is it that, or is it the fact that they're really depressed and they're just slouching because there's no reason to have a good posture in their own minds because the outlook is so poor? Is that possible, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. It also is down to one of those things that we've talked about off and on every time, practically, and that's self-esteem.
Yeah.
If you don't think adequately, just not well, but adequately of yourself, then you tend to slump.
That's such an important point, Dr. Shealy, because I think right now there are adults listening. They're saying, wait a minute, they're talking about my son, my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter. Holy smokes. I think they might have some depression. They might have low self-esteem. Maybe that's why they're not doing well in school. So what do we do about it, Dr. Shealy? How do we rebuild the self-esteem when we don't have a sense of purpose in our country? When we were talking about in the 1960s, we had some common goals. We were in the space race. We were trying to build technology to supposedly get to the moon. We don't have that national focus anymore. We don't even have any legitimate heroes anymore.
All true. And it all comes from the top down. Basically, I think we can say we haven't had, at least in 35 years, a national Congress or president who was standing up straight and being honest and, you know, putting out an example of where we should be. And so if you don't have it there, it comes all the way from the top down.
Wow. That is so to the point. 35 years we have not had... We have not had people whom we respect, people who we would like to emulate. We've got people like Barney Frank. I mean, hey, who wants to be like Barney Frank?
Or Nancy Pelosi. Or Harry Reid.
Or Hillary Clinton. Or Bill Clinton. Or Barack Obama. Or Michelle Obama. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. with a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House, has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy. They're offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And Dr. Shealy, there's a post that I'm just about ready to publish in the next couple of minutes that says, bad news for weekend couch potatoes. Men who are involved in do-it-yourself projects are 23% less likely to die young. What they're saying is those who are couch potatoes will die sooner than those of us 50 to 64 years old, and that's what this article is about, and I think it would include everyone, that if you actually do physical activity and you've got projects, and that's what you do rather than watch television and become a couch potato, you'll actually live longer. Dr. Shealy, do you agree?
Agree. No question. I mean, we've done this for 50-plus years. It's amazing how it comes out every once in a while. You know, Kenneth Cooper, the guy who developed the whole concept of aerobic exercise, demonstrated this, you know, practically by the time I was finished medical school. And you know, move it or lose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Physical inactivity is as bad as smoking.
Hmm. That was something I had on my list that I'm glad you mentioned it. But Dr. Shealy, before we get into tobacco, is it a combination of the mental processes that we go through? For example, in our house, in our farmhouse, I am deploying LED lighting. Now, I have to fabricate the LED lighting strips, and there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of feet of these strips that I'm going to put on board. So I had to engineer how I would suspend it from the ceiling. I had to figure out whether I wanted direct lighting or indirect lighting or reflective lighting. And then in order to do it, I have to saw, rip, sand, paint the boards. figure out a way of hanging them from the ceilings. Then I have to get on scaffolding to attach them to the, you know, to the vaulted ceilings, and then wire. So I mean, it's not like, oh, we'll just slap this up. This is something that's going to take weeks to deploy throughout the home, and it means climbing up on ladders, climbing up on scaffolding. It involves physical work as well as mental work and engineering and calculations for the, you know, for the current loads and the amperes, the watts, and so forth. Is it mental as well? And this is what I do all the time. I mean, not just I'm just using this as one example, but I mean, I'm always involved in projects, and I know you are too. And is that what is helping keep us younger and healthier than people who are our same age?
Absolutely. No question about it. The other thing about it is, in order to be really active, you have to eat real food. You don't have the energy to be active if you're eating the average American junk food diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to tell you that I have set my mental alarm to get up in the morning. As you said, you know, I could get away from an alarm clock. And I don't know exactly how it works. Actually, maybe you could share that with us. But I know to get up on time. I know to do it. And it works. I mean, I can get it within a couple minutes. Now, how is that possible?
Well, I have been that way most of my life, I think, as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it is partly expectation and programming. And I think if you are living a healthy life, you get some real daylight, sunlight, exercise, good food, your pineal gland, which is largely associated with controlling serotonin versus melatonin, it just gets set to a rhythm. It is a normal, healthy thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned tobacco. Now, in World War II, the tobacco companies somehow were able to convince the government that they would be able to provide free cigarettes to our soldiers in World War II. So the tobacco companies got together with the government. The government shipped free cigarettes donated by the tobacco companies to our servicemen overseas. And as a result, our servicemen came back from World War II absolutely, positively addicted to a weed we know as tobacco in the form of cigarettes, to which the government had attached a tax. So it was a win-win. The government got taxes through addiction. The tobacco companies got new customers through addiction. And my question to Dr. Shealy is about tobacco when we come back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguide.com? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, the Military Antiques Extravaganza in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, is October 4th and 5th coming up. And it is a huge, huge hit. If you're interested in viewing, touching, feeling real memorabilia from World War I, World War II, the Spanish-American War, the Civil War, possibly even relics from the Revolutionary War, Japanese items, German items, Vietnamese items from the Vietnam era, the Korean era. If you'd like to meet people who were really there, veterans, if you'd like to talk to them firsthand, the Military Antiques Extravaganza, that's October 4th and 5th. I had made every intent, I have had every intent to be there. I will not be able to make it. And the reason is, the person that I was planning to drive nonstop with is unable to make it. I feel really bad about this. I really, really wanted to go, and I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to make it to the next one next year. This one is the 29th, and it's at the Monroeville Convention Center. If you want to experience something that is truly amazing, the largest show in America of its kind, by far, themaxshow.com, themaxshow.com. Dr. Shealy's with us, and Dr. Norman Shealy you can get his newsletter by simply going to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. It's a free newsletter. I get it a couple times a week. I suggest you consider it. Your name is not going to be sold. Your email address is not going to be sold. It is just so you can receive the newsletter. It's free, and I wholeheartedly recommend it. Dr. Shealy, tobacco, we mentioned that tobacco was being promoted by the federal government during World War II. We got our soldiers and servicemen addicted to it. They came back to the United States addicted to tobacco. They ended up ultimately paying taxes on it, so it was a win-win for the government and the tobacco industry. Here's my question. We talk about tobacco being bad for you. We've heard that for years and years and years. So here's the question that I've never heard asked. Is there any positive benefit to smoking tobacco products? Is there any positive benefit medically at all? Is there a single one?
No. No. It's disease and early death all the way. It's that simple.
Okay. So when a person smokes a cigarette for the first time, he or she has a reaction. Their facial expression changes, like, "Oh my gosh, this is rough stuff." Their body reacts, saying, "Don't even think about it." They force it down. They become addicted. And so the bottom line, from what I'm hearing, is there is no positive medical benefit whatsoever.
You're right. I mean, it is disease and early death all the way.
And you've experienced that in your family?
Right. My father and five total of six brothers all died between 48 and 54 years of age. They all smoked. One brother who didn't live to be 80. I mean, that's the simple, straight up thing. Smoking in general. One pack a day shortens your life by only seven years, but of course you might have 10 or 15 years of illness before you die. Three packs of cigarettes shortens your life by about 18 years, about the same as being 40 pounds or more overweight.
You know, as you were saying this, I was thinking about the poisons and the toxins, and I keep referring to this meeting that we had last Thursday, and it's so ingrained in my mind how we are doomed by these people that we elect to represent our interests. I'm going to mention a guy's name. One of the state representatives who was at the meeting, his name is Eric Burleson. And I said to Eric Burleson publicly, we're talking about introducing legislation in Missouri. I said, would you consider introducing legislation that would poison us? And he looked at me and he kind of scoffed, like, "What are you kidding?" He didn't say that, but his indication was, why would I introduce legislation that would poison us? And so I smiled and I said, "Okay. Then would you introduce legislation that would stop the poisoning of all of us in Missouri? Specifically, I'm talking about fluoride." And again, he scoffed. Dr. Shealy, I'm saying this is at the highest levels of the state government and the federal government, this poisoning of us by fluoride. These representatives are not willing to tackle the issue.
To be quite honest, Vince, are they willing to tackle anything reasonable?
Well, I mean, these guys came to the Locke and Smith Foundation to the meeting because there's a very prestigious award that is presented to the representative who votes most constitutionally in Missouri. There's a first place award, and there's an award banquet, and it's a real formal thing. It's a wonderful thing. And I've been to one of these when they first started up. I've been to the awards banquet. And so these representatives are really interested in getting the award. And I said to him, if you want to win, all you have to do is this one thing. You will be Missouri's hero. All you have to do is sponsor a bill to get fluoride out of the water and stop the poisoning of all of us. You'll be a hero. Now, he wants to win the award, just like all these other politicians, but he is not willing to do the right thing. I can't believe it.
It's called testosterone deficiency.
Well, actually, you're right. You really are right, because a lot of these guys don't seem to have the physical indications of being men. What I'm saying is there's too many of us that appear to be weak and won't take a stand and won't make decisions. Back in the 1990s, calculators were introduced. 1970s. Calculators were introduced in schools. And those who could afford them back in the 1970s, and they were about $100 back then when they first came out, if you could get one wholesale, and it would add, subtract, multiply, divide, do square roots, and that was pretty much it in 1970. Well, since the introduction of calculators, Dr. Sheely, and then the subsequent introduction of programs on personal computers and cell phones, I think we've lost the ability to do mathematics as well as we used to in our heads and on paper. Now, if we look at that and we say, okay, we are now using computers to type. We don't write longhand very much anymore. So we're using computers with on-the-fly spell checking. So the computers can now correct our misspellings, and they can even correct our grammar because we're not too good at that. Do you think that we are losing our ability to communicate effectively and ultimately, as a result, possibly even lowering our IQs because we're not using our minds to the fullest extent that we used to?
You got it. I actually have predicted, even before all of the current stuff, I've been predicting for over 40 years that someday we're going to see changes in the physical brain at autopsy, that certain parts of the brain just got undeveloped or didn't develop properly because of watching television so much. It changes the way the brain functions. Instead of creating imagery, the images are created for you when you watch television. See, with radio or reading, you have to create an image of what, you know, you are thinking or what it's causing you to think about. When you watch the image, it short circuits or bypasses the need to do that creativity. So in the long run, I think it's a decrease in creativity.
Well, that's where I was going, because if you look, there's an absence of creativity, innovation, new products that are developed from the ground, from the grassroots level. For example, it used to be, there was a magazine called Popular Mechanics, and they would pay, I think, $25 for people who sent in innovative tips for doing things at the do-it-yourself level. So, for example, a really neat way of hanging a garden hose at the home, or a really neat plumbing tip, or an electrical tip, you know, for wiring. Just really interesting ways that people could do things better, easier, smarter, faster, more efficiently for themselves. Those kinds of things have disappeared from the landscape where people are interested in being innovative. It's just too much work. Now, let me give you an example. Last weekend, my son and I were replacing a diesel injection pump on a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel engine, a truck. And during the process, a small keyway was dropped in the engine. And I said to him, this is a big problem. This small keyway can get into the timing gears and absolutely destroy this engine. So I said, I'll tell you what, let me think about this for a little bit. And because the solution to fixing this and finding that keyway is to take off the timing cover of the engine, which means taking off the fan, which means taking off the serpentine belt, which means taking out the radiator, which means taking or moving away the air conditioning condenser, which means taking the front bumper off the car or the truck. This is like a 10, 15, 20-hour job. I think there's a better way. So I developed, I made a tool. I took a piece of copper wire, Romex wire, stripped it out, the bare copper, and epoxied a very small magnet that I took out of a computer hard drive, a very small magnet that was about a quarter the size of a dime. Put it on there.
Beat me to it. I was thinking of putting a magnet down.
Well, Dr. Sheely, that's the kind of stuff that we don't do anymore. And where did I get that tip? Probably 40 years ago by reading Popular Mechanics. And some of those tips, you know, stick in our minds. We need to get back to that. And let's talk about how we're going to do it and what tools we need to throw overboard to make sure that we get there. Dr. Sheely, normsheely.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God,
you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, very quickly, I'd like to suggest that if you're on the East Coast, the Military Antiques Extravaganza, that's October 4th and 5th. I suggest you consider going. It is in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, themaxshow.com, themaxshow.com. I had every intention of being there. I will not be able to make it, but I really would like to be there. My plan is to make it next year. So the Military Antiques Extravaganza, it's the best military show I've seen. And themaxshow.com, October 4th and 5th. And if you're in the West, I suggest you consider going to the National Western Complex, which is the Emergency Preparedness, Survival, and Food Storage Expo. Now, that is the that's the expo of my friend Ron Douglas, and it's called the Self-Reliance Expo. Now, I don't recommend expos, but I do recommend this one. I know Ron Douglas. He has been to many of our expos to see how we do what we do, and I've talked to him on many occasions. I like his expo, and I did a live remote from there when he was out in Texas. So I suggest you consider that one. That's October 5th, 4th and 5th, the Self-Reliance Expo. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and I suggest you consider normshealy.com if you'd like to be involved in understanding the latest tips and techniques in medicine. You can get a free newsletter. I get one. And he will not sell nor distribute your email information to anyone. Dr. Shealy, how can we get our creativity back? That creativity that you had when you were young. I mean, we were learning how to be creative when we were young. We still have it. I learned it when I was young. I still have it. But it seems that many young people don't. They don't change their own oil in their vehicles. They don't know how to service their own vehicles. They don't work with wood. They don't work with metal. They don't have soldering irons. They don't build heat kits. They don't have chemistry sets. What do we do, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I suggest they start by getting rid of their iPads and iPods. You know, and use phones, cell phones only for urgent needs. That would be a good beginning. And then secondly, I suggest that they restrict television to, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hours a week at the most. That gives them all kinds of time to get back into themselves and think again and learn to be creative. And it's crucial to me. I suggest they also take up some kind of physical activity. I don't care what it is, as long as it's, you know, safe and you go into it gradually and increase your activity gradually. And then finally, I suggest you eat real food, because when you eat junk, that poisons the brain also. Monosodium glutamate, trans fats, you know, all the junk that's in a great deal of processed foods, all the fast food restaurants. Avoid those things. It's the beginning of a revolution.
Well, I've got to agree with you on all counts. And I had the opportunity, I was early for a meeting, and I decided to pop into a McDonald's I'd never been into, just to see what's going on. I was the thinnest person in the whole place. I mean, the employees were heavy, the patrons were heavy. Seriously, I think we need to stay away from those kinds of calories, whatever it is they put in there. I mean, I wouldn't want to call it food, but whatever it is that they sell, I think we ought to stay away from it. And they don't say that they serve ice cream. They call it something else. I forget what they call it, but
soft serve or something, maybe.
That's it. That's it. Soft serve. I mean, how many people were involved in the committee to come up with that term, soft serve? Soft serve. Could have some soft serve. Is that in a cone or is that in a dish? I mean, really? It used to be called ice cream when it was
junk,
ice cream.
Junk by any other name, it's still junk.
I guess McDonald's is not going to be with us as a sponsor, Dr. Shuey.
And all of its clones.
Dr. Shuey, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you next. Well, no, you're not going to be here next Thursday. Julie's going to be here, right?
Julie will be here next Wednesday. Yeah.
Julie, have a safe trip, Dr. Shuey.
Thanks.
We'll miss you.
Have a good one.
Dr. Norman Shuley, USAPrepares.com, senior instructor. And if you'd like to contact him, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.